Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into something super important. Building emotional intelligence. Now, I know what you're thinking, another self-help topic. But trust me on this one, because EQ is the secret sauce for navigating life's ups and downs, especially when it comes to relationships. Ever felt like you just couldn't understand why your best friend reacted that way? Or maybe you've stumbled into a heated argument with no clear idea of what triggered it. Well, my friends, that's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's not about being a mind reader or walking on eggshells. It's about understanding ourselves and others on a deeper level, recognizing your own emotions, knowing how they influence your actions, and then being able to empathize with other people's feelings. So, what are the building blocks of this awesome EQ superpower? Let me break it down for you. First up, self-awareness. Think of it as having an internal radar that picks up on your own emotions as they arise. It's about noticing those little shifts in your body, those quick flashes of thought, and learning to label them. I'm feeling frustrated, I'm excited, or even I'm a bit anxious. This awareness is crucial because it allows you to make conscious choices instead of reacting impulsively. Second, we have emotional regulation. Once you're aware of your feelings, it's all about learning to manage them effectively. Remember that fiery argument I mentioned earlier? If you can step back and take a deep breath before firing off a rebuttal, chances are the conversation will go smoother. Emotional regulation isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about channeling them in a healthy way. Next up is social awareness, essentially being able to read the room and understand the emotions of those around you. Think about nonverbal cues. Body language, facial expressions, even tone of voice. You start to pick up on these subtle signals and understand what people are truly feeling, even if they don't say it out loud. This is where empathy comes in, putting yourself in someone else's shoes and trying to see the world from their perspective. Building strong relationships, whether with friends, family, or colleagues, relies heavily on communication skills. Being able to express your thoughts and feelings clearly and honestly while also actively listening to others is key to fostering genuine connections. Remember those heated arguments. Clear communication can often de-escalate the situation and lead to a more productive conversation. And lastly, there's self-motivation, a drive to achieve your goals and keep striving for growth. High EQ individuals are incredibly resilient. They bounce back from setbacks, learn from their mistakes, and continue to pursue their passions with enthusiasm. Think about that time you were really stressed about a big deadline. Maybe you felt overwhelmed, anxious, or even frustrated. But instead of letting those negative emotions paralyze you, you took a deep breath, organized your thoughts, broke down the task into smaller steps, and eventually you crushed it. That, my friends, is self-motivation in action, using your emotional intelligence to overcome challenges and achieve success. Now, let's talk about how all this plays out in real life. Imagine you're having dinner with a friend who seems unusually quiet. You notice they're avoiding eye contact, their shoulders are slumped, and they are barely touching their food. Instead of jumping to conclusions or making assumptions, you take a moment to acknowledge their emotional state. Maybe you say something like, "Hey, I've noticed you seem a little down tonight. Is everything all right?" This simple act of empathy opens the door for them to share what's on their mind and allows you to offer support and understanding. Remember, building emotional intelligence isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes time, effort, and self-reflection. But trust me, the rewards are worth it: deeper connections, improved communication, greater resilience, and ultimately a more fulfilling life. So, what can you do today to start strengthening your EQ? Maybe commit to practicing mindfulness for just 5 minutes each day. But try actively listening to someone without interrupting or judging their perspective. Every small step counts. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could benefit from a little dose of emotional intelligence wisdom. And leave us a review, let us know what resonated with you most. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.